Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now on the show yesterday, if you were here or if you're not here, I'll just update you. We were talking about male cheerleaders. This was after six, wasn't it, last night?
Yeah.
And we didn't realise there's a whole world of male cheerleaders out there. We didn't even know. Loads of them. Loads of people texted in and emailed. Including this guy who is a male cheerleader. His name is Pete.
Did you have pom-poms and everything?
That's not funny. I get that all the time.
No, did you?
Did you?
No,
genuinely.
I'm
know.
Intrigued.
They used to call me Pom-Pom Pete.
Pom-Pom Pete. No, we didn't help, did we? Pom-Pom Pete.
We were like a couple of childish schoolboys laughing.
Yeah. And this is another male cheerleader that got in touch yesterday.
There's a move that we do call the lib, which means I have to put my hand in between her two buttocks. And okay. Hold her shin and lift her up above my head.
Do you have to shout anything?
Yeah, get a pretty good view from down there.
Right, so here's a cheerleader, right there, who became one just so he can look up girl skirts.
Meet the girls.
Now, I've just had an email from a guy called Jamie in Stockport, right? I'm at the moment trying to verify if this is true.
Yeah.
He claims to have joined a synchronised swimming team of mostly girls so he can meet hot chicks.
Clever idea.
Loads of girls in their swimsuits and him in his skimpy speedos, smiling a lot. He says it's not for the love of the sport. He's quite out there, he's quite honest about it.
Uh-huh.
And he claims to have been out with three of them already. Only seven to go. He's working his way through the whole synchronised swimming group right there.
I wonder if they kept the nose pegs on.
I didn't know there were so many of these. I mean, there must be even more male cheerleaders and synchronised swimmers out there.
This opened up a whole new world to us.
Let me ask you a question, people, right? Yeah. Would you join a synchronised swimming team just to meet girls? Even if you had no interest in it whatsoever, would you join it just so you can meet the ladies?
I'd give it a whirl.
Would you? Mm. I'd love to see that.
No.
Right, have we got that on tape, one that doesn't speak? I'd give it a go. Excellent. That's all good. Thanks, Chopper.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
And it's day three of Best Guest Week on this show. So far, we've had Sarah Beeny of Property Ladder. We've had Peter, the voiceover bloke off Everything You Watch, Everything, and I mean Everything, on TV. And Laura has booked today's guests, even though she's not here herself, because she's on a first aid course at the moment, which takes 4 days, apparently.
Intensive.
Also, loads of people on 8199 saying, don't take the mick out of first aid courses. They're actually quite stressful, and they can last up to 2 weeks, so... Sorry to all you first aiders out there.
So the fact that she's in on one for 2 weeks means she'll only come back with a bit of first aid knowledge.
Yeah. Okay, today's guests are from the Circus of Horrors, which is in no way like a normal circus. Now, you see what Laura's done here? Mm-hmm. She's gone to the same place as where Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf came from
last time.
He won Best Guest last time. So she's gone back to the source there, hasn't
she? Yeah, she has.
She's a sneaky one.
Quite clever, that, for her.
Please welcome today's guest, if you could tell us who you are and what you do. Thank you.
All right, Scott. I'm Gary Stretch from the Circus of Horrors, and I'm the man with the world's stretchiest skin. Ooh. Do you want to have a look?
In a minute. And who are you, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Hannibal, and I'm the sword swallower and a self-made freak from the Circus of Horrors.
So you stretch your skin a lot.
That's right.
And you...
Swallow swords.
Oh, my God. Right, okay, good. Are we going to get to see this in a minute?
Yes, you like. No,
can you warn us, please?
Here we go.
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
I want to get. We're going to try and get a camera on this, so it is a little bit visual, yes. Laura, if you're listening.
Incredibly visual. Always got his sword out.
Oh, God. Someone needs to tell Laura at some point that we do a radio show.
Yeah.
But, no, that's fine, because we can get it videoed and we'll put it online somewhere. It's all good. Now, we've been talking about good ways to meet girls, right? I mean, do you find that what you do is a good chat-up line for the ladies?
Well, getting my sword out sometimes works, but not most of the time.
That's a sword joke there. Good. Tick. And how about you?
Yeah, I'm always out on the pole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what do the ladies say? What do they say?
They're always fascinated.
Is that your first thing you do as soon as you meet them? Hi there, my darling. Look at my stretchy skin.
And give them a pull, yeah.
Is it? Okay. Do you get groupies and stuff?
Of course, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, there's some strange ones out there.
So you're going wrong there, aren't you?
What?
Well, maybe if you had stretchy skin, you'd have more luck with the ladies.
Mm. And you're doing a big tour at the moment at the Circus of Horrors.
That's right.
You've been, like,
we're currently at the Hackney Empire
right, for
the next two nights.
In London.
And Friday and Saturday night we're in Croydon.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is Captain Dan with you?
He is. Yep. Captain Dan's okay, with us, and Henry the Hoover.
Mm. Yep, and he says hello.
He does.
Like Dr. Hayes.
Can I ask, do you, I mean, I know you obviously work together, do you hang out together as well?
Yeah,
do you
go for a drink? We socialise together, you know, when we're on tour, we're 24 hours in each side, in each other's pockets, so, you know, yeah, can't get away from each other, but, you know, it's a family atmosphere,
yeah,
good bunch of people.
See, I would love to come to that pub sometime with you guys, I actually would.
You're welcome.
You know, uh-huh. That's another thing. Why don't you come over and audition for the Circus of Horrors, and then we go to the pub? You can try all the different things, sit in a bottle, swallow swords, do some whip cracking, and pub afterwards.
Great idea.
I think your listeners would love that.
I think they would.
Do you know what? I'm all right at the moment, but thank you very much. You know, I'm a busy boy at the moment, but I would, you know,
Add that on the list of things to do.
When I get a free night, then absolutely I'll be up for that.
What are you doing the rest of this week?
I'm very busy.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing tomorrow night? What are you doing tomorrow night?
I've got plans.
What?
My diary's in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shall I look at it?
No, don't. I've only just bought it, so it's empty. But I know in my head, I only bought it like last week,
right,
but I know in my head that I have got something on tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right, just leave it.
Fine, okay.
Okay, so, right, we're filming this now. You're going to have to, if you're in your car at the moment, you're going to have to judge by our reactions what's going on, because obviously it's a radio show. Okay, can we start with you, Mr. Stretchy Skin Man?
Okay.
Oh, God, right, okay.
There's
the camera there, right there, okay? We'll put this up online for you. Oh, no, I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he's stretching his neck. Oh, my God, he's stretching his neck beyond belief. No, I've not seen anything like that.
There you go. Want to leave you speechless.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's actually putting his neck... No, he's putting his neck around his mouth. No! God! No, how do you do that? What? Oh, my God. Right, so you get your neck and you, like, put it up over your mouth so it's kind of just under your nose.
That's right,
and
yeah,
then you go blah, 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 with your mouth through the skin of your neck.
Like a surgeon's mask.
That. When did you discover you could do that?
I've been stretching since I was a small boy, probably 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
And always intriguing people and entertaining them.
Is it just your neck that you stretch?
No, it's all over the body.
Okay, are
absolutely
we allowed to see that?
Everywhere. Yeah, do you want to see some more?
I'd like that, yeah.
There we go.
Could we find out where you're going to stretch?
Okay, he's taking his hoodie off now. Okay, good.
I'm only going topless.
He's going topless. Okay, he's got his...
Do you have to stretch every day to keep it stretchy?
No, not at all.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's a natural talent. Actually a lack of collagen in the skin, which enables me to pull it out.
Okay, so he's got his shirt off now,
and
he's holding his nips. Oh, my God, you're joking me.
You are kidding me.
Oh, my God, but you can't be serious. Right, he's...
Would you like to have a pull yourself?
No, I'm fine.
Come and get a feel of it.
I'm absolutely fine.
There we go, one on the belly.
Right, he's pulling his... Oh, my God!
I can actually fit 3 pints of beer on there.
It's like a table. Like, just under your nips, you're pulling out like your stomach, but it's elastic. It's like... You can fit 3 pints on there, right?
Yep, no problem.
That is good for a big round.
That is good.
You
know what it's like? You've never got enough hands, have you? That's really good.
Oh, my God.
But scary. Can I just touch it?
Yeah, no problem.
Is it everywhere? Oh, my God, even his arm's stretchy!
Are you going to have a stretch?
Oh, God. Okay. Right, okay, we're with some people from the Circus of Horrors. Are you all right, Chappers?
Yeah.
Do you go and have a go?
No, I don't.
Go on, have a little pull.
I don't,
it's
fine
actually
the
fine.
Moment.
It's
I'm
like
fine.
The first time you stroke a snake. It's absolutely fine. There's nothing to be worried about
right,
at all.
Has that happened a lot to you?
Well, yeah.
I'm all right, thanks.
All right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I think we're going to see a rise in the number of boys joining synchronised swimming teams now just so they can meet new girls. I really do. Judging by the amount of people that would go, hell yeah, on 811.9.
It's very popular, that.
Girls
more so than cheerleaders.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, mate.
Hello, who's that?
It's Matt in Chichester.
Hi, Matt. How can I help?
I just text in, basically, I did ballet when I was about 5 years old. It's 23 girls and 2 guys. Easy.
You were 5?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you know, if you don't go into it again, I'll do a bit of it, you know, Billy Elliot and...
Yeah, but you were 5, you didn't do it to meet ladies then.
No, well, but I think what he's saying is, once he was taught at that age, you never lose it, so he could go back in, I would imagine, never having done ballet, so he could go back into a ballet class now and meet some more girls.
He didn't think like that when he was 5.
Well, yeah, I mean, not technically, but I'd say, you know, you still see the girls, and obviously, as Chappa said, you know, you grow into it, and then obviously you want to go back 10 years later, 20 years later.
You can still point with the best of them.
Can you still point, Matt?
I can have a go.
And you would as well. Listen to him.
Well, I mean, you know, the beers make a bit of effect on it, but, I mean, you can have a go, can't you?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay, that's brilliant.
It's romantic.
Uh-huh.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. It's day 3 of Best Guest Week with Scott Mills, and thank you to the person that just texted in. Okay, great. Stretchy skin and sword swallowing. Perfect for radio. That's right. Laura, who works on the show, has booked two pretty visual circus acts for today's show. From the Circus of Horrors. But thank you very much for coming in. And we are videoing this at the moment, which will make a pretty gross video up online at some point.
Camera work might be a bit shaky.
That poor girl. I'm really sorry. The lady that's filming, the nice lady who just came down, no one told her what she was supposed to be filming at all. Before you know it, she's got a man stretching her stomach in her face. Right, okay. You'd played stuff like Global Gathering, you do, and someone's seen you at Leeds as well.
That's right, yeah. I do several festivals throughout the summer.
Yeah. That's weird, because you've probably lots of people that had a little bit to drink coming up to you going, oh my God. They must really freak them out at a festival.
Certainly does.
Also, a lot of listeners want to know, and one person says that you can. I mean, can you stretch everywhere? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely everywhere.
You can?
Uh-huh.
You see that, Travis?
No, I'm fine for that. I've got the... Well, I'm trying not to have the image,
detail,
but I kind of...
Do you just pull it, do you?
You want to talk about this at tea time?
No, not really. I don't want to go. That's what happens, though. It's like the other parts of your body.
Email my wife.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. Are we ready to see the other trick?
There's
Chopper?
An offer.
Are we ready to see the other trick?
Yes, okay. I think so.
Keep listening to Radio 1, where you can't see this at all, but you will be able to on a video soon, and you can hear our reactions. Right? Are you ready with the swords?
Yes.
Okay. I'm scared.
Ready with the swords?
I don't like it.
Are we insured if this goes wrong?
We need to get out of the way.
No, I just need to kneel down so I can...
Oh, God.
The ceiling's not high enough.
Oh, no. Okay, so now explain what he's doing, Chappers.
He's got the sword. He's just running the edge of the sword, which I'd imagine is quite sharp, across
his tongue.
Across his tongue.
Ow!
Oh, right.
Stop doing that!
Yeah. Right, oh, my, he's got a big cut in his... like a big V.
Did you cut your tongue on a sword?
No. Right,
no, you didn't.
No.
Come on.
No, it was done with a laser.
Right, so with a laser, you've made your tongue kind of two in one.
Yeah.
Right, so you've got it.
Oh!
So, like, in the groove of his tongue, he can run the sword right down it, which... It's making me feel a little bit...
It's very hard to commentate whilst feeling sick. God. Oh, the sword's in his mouth.
Okay, it's going down.
It's half
no!
in.
Oh, no, my God!
That sword has gone down, 6 inches from the handle into him?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Right. Like, your eyes are watering a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah, I think they would.
Where does it go?
All the way down to the stomach.
Okay, how do you not really hurt yourself? Like, how does that... I'm intrigued as to how you do that.
Well, you can really hurt yourself.
I bet you can, yeah.
Which I did last year.
Okay, what did you do last year?
Perforated my esophagus.
Oh, God.
As you can tell, like, nothing we do is with a safety net or anything like that. What you see is what you get, and it's all real.
Can I ask, why do you do this?
Well, who else would do it then?
Well, that's true. There would be a gap in the market.
There would be a gap in the market. Not, you filled it.
Exactly. Yeah. There's not many people who do that, so...
Because the sword has, like, a sharp tip on it, has it ever come out of your stomach with food on the end of it?
Actually, it has, yeah.
You asked?
Yeah, what, chocolate chip cookies.
Really? Oh,
no. Yeah, sugar is sticky, so no more chocolate chip cookies before showtime.
Right. So you don't eat before showtime?
No.
So it comes out like a sort of half-digested kebab?
Not digested, but you can see little crumbs of cookies. God.
Hello, if you're eating your tea at the moment, this is Radio 1.
Oh, okay, dear.
That's good. Right. Any more questions, Chopper?
Should we let them go? That's me finished.
Right, well, guys...
I could do with a strong cup of tea.
Thank you very much for coming in today. We're going to get that video up when we can at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And the Circus of Horrors is touring all around the UK at the moment. Are you on tonight?
Yes, we're at Hackney tonight and tomorrow night.
Right, okay.
Croydon Friday and Saturday.
And how many times during the act do you do that thing with the sword?
That sword once, but there's a lot of other things I do.
What else?
Right. What else?
Oh my God!
Oh no! No, 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 no!
You have to explain what he's just done there.
Right, he's got his like little finger from one of his hands and he's put it through both nostrils and it's come out the other side. Oh my
Why
God!
Why did I ask that question?
No. What? What are you doing now with this, that little sword? Oh, no, it's a spoon. He's putting a spoon into his nostril, and it's just the end of the spoon that is now coming out of his nose. Right, I've got to...
I don't want that cup of tea anymore.
I need to go now. Here's some music.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dan.
How can I help you, Dan?
Firstly, I'd like to point out I'm not a male cheerleader, but I do live with 9 other cheerleaders.
Good morning.
9 cheerleaders?
Nine gorgeous, mostly cheerleaders.
Right, where's this? Where do you live?
Mostly.
I live in the mighty Eastbourne. I'm at Brighton Uni. I'm actually a rugby boy.
Okay, you've never considered cheerleading?
I can see its perks, but I just don't have the legs.
Do you know what? Since we mentioned this on last night's show about blokes doing cheerleading, there's more than you would think, I tell you. And have you got any boy cheerleaders where you are?
A few of our boys on our off season did help them out, but they're all based in Brighton, funnily enough. Not in Eastbourne.
Oh yeah, funny that. Okay.
Are you the only boy in the house then?
I am the only boy. I do have a lot of mates that always want to come round though.
Yeah, I bet. Have you got a 9-bedroom big house?
Yes, we do. It's huge. I've never been to the upper echelons of the house, but it's you get nosebleeds. It's high. It's very high.
Get you.
Yeah, I know.
And you say that they're all attractive? Is that what you said? I didn't hear the first bit of the call.
Mostly, he said.
Mostly attractive. Like, some of them have to sort of throw other cheerleaders, so, you know, body weights do alter slightly.
Okay, good. And
got to feel you might not be let back in later.
So what happened? Did they put, like, some ad in the newspaper? 9 cheerleaders seek flatmate. I bet flat wasn't there long.
No, I live with my girlfriend, so I'm sort of rent-free, sort of, and get to see them delightfully dressed in the morning.
Does your girlfriend mind?
She doesn't mind, I guess, to a point.
Well, I mean, it's obviously she does, by the way you say. No. Okay, good. Well, who are these cheerleaders?
They're the Brighton Panthers cheerleaders. I'm not sure if they'll be listening, but I've given them a shout out, and they're progressively getting better at what they do, I'd like to say.
No!
You're doing really well.
Those locks are definitely going to be changed.
You're doing really well. You're going to go home tonight, the locks will all be changed.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Elaine's been on going, OMG. See, that's the same as saying lol. That's not right. Mm. You can write it down and put it on a text, put it on MSN. Don't say OMG. Oh my, she just has put it on a text. It's me that's saying it.
You're the one that's saying it.
Okay,
out.
I shouldn't have read that out. OMG. I'm laughing already, says Elaine. Yeah, you're a terrible person, Elaine, because we haven't even done the story yet on your sick. Remember, if you laugh at this story, which is absolutely true, no word of a lie, you are sick. Now, I don't know this either, so let's just see how sick I am. Chappa's got the story right there. If you laugh, you're wrong. All sorts of wrong.
I found this online, so it's bang up to date. Right. Okay. An Australian crocodile farmer who found himself caught in the jaws of a deadly saltwater crocodile is recovering after being accidentally shot by the friend who came to rescue him. The Northern Territory News reported that Zach Fitzgerald and Jason Grant were collecting eggs in Marakai Station, about 120 kilometres east of Darwin, on Tuesday night. Local police said the crocodile suddenly emerged from the water, grabbing Mr Grant by the lower right arm. His colleague, Zach Fitzgerald, rushed to his aid, shooting at the crocodile and causing it to let go of Mr. Grant. However, he then fired again and shot his friend in the upper right arm. Their boss, Mr. Burns, said the injured worker was in good spirits despite a suspected broken arm and bite damage in addition to the bullet wound.
Right, let me know. 8999, did you laugh? If you did, you are sick.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, it's Viv.
Hi, Viv, how can I help?
I do a Swedish massage course, and there is one bloke on the course that gets massaged every week.
Oh, I see what he's done as well.
There's one bloke?
One bloke.
And how many girls?
There's 7 girls.
And you all massage him every week?
Well, we all take turns, so he gets to massage us and we massage him.
Right. What do you think first attracted him to the massage course?
I don't know. Okay. He's also doing a building course as well.
Oh, right, just to even it out a bit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, has he invited any of his friends along? Has any other boys turned up at any point?
No, I think he likes to keep it quiet.
Right. What's his name?
I can't say.
And has he pulled any of you?
No.
Right.
It's quite intimate, though, massage. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are there Swedish massage courses up and down the country?
I think there are, yeah.
Excellent.
Google, right. Here we go.
Okay. Thanks, that.
Okay, bye.
TTFN for now. Podcast. Right, here's something a bit disturbing for you, right? I had an email earlier on from this girl called Anya, and I called her back. I have to warn you, if you are having your tea at the moment, turn away from the radio now.
Hi, Scott.
This is Anya, right?
Yeah, it's Anya O'Brien, Newcastle.
How's it going?
I'm really good, thanks. You?
Yeah, I'm good. What's your problem then, Anya?
Are you jogging?
What? No, I was just walking down the bus, and it's quite away from the school, so I'm a bit shocked, so yeah, I'm just a bit tired out.
All right, what's the problem then, Anya?
All right, well, last night, my dad told me to get the clean washing basket from downstairs and bring it upstairs, and as I picked it up, a pair of socks dropped out.
Right.
And the pair of socks were black, and written all over them in big red letters was, "I am too sexy for my socks."
Right.
And it was a little bit embarrassing.
Right, so your dad, how old are you, Anya?
I'm 16.
I don't see what the problem is here, Anya, really.
Really? Well, do you not find it incredibly embarrassing that someone in your family would have socks that say that?
Well, maybe a little bit.
Do you not have any novelty socks?
I have a pair of Eeyore socks, but that's about as good as it gets, really.
So who do you think they belong to?
I think they're my dad's, somehow.
Maybe your mum bought them for your dad.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. It's pretty rough.
That's quite rough. Right, yeah. Anya, think about it. Think about it.
Uh-huh.
Your dad.
Yeah.
In just his too sexy for my socks.
Socks. Oh, no.
Just the socks. Baby, take off your coat. Think about it, Anya.
Yeah.
Just think, after you've gone to bed, your dad in just his socks doing a routine for your mum.
Oh, no.
That's the first sock off.
Uh-huh.
And he's twirling it round his head.
Oh, no.
And your mum's looking on and she's loving it.
Oh, God.
He throws out your mum in a teasy kind of way.
Lands on her face. Uh-huh. You can leave. Now the second sock's coming off on you. Oh, look, he's twirling it around his head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's gone in her face. I know, I hope we may feel a bit better.
Yeah, definitely.
TTFN for now.
TTFN for now. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.